Welcome back to the fifth installment of the Time Killers podcast, where we're killing time. We have two special guests today.
I'm special.
Like always. It's me and Sydney, and we have Aaron and Anna today. So we're going to be talking about some of our favorite classic movies, and I'll start it off with The Shawshank Redemption, the most classic movie. I like this movie, number one, because at the end it's such a twist, you don't see any of it coming. I mean, I did, obviously. Did you watch the movie?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
I think I saw it once.
Have you read the book?
No, I don't read books.
Yeah, I don't read
books. Do I read books? That's a funny joke. So anyway, like, I mean, if you've never seen it, I feel like it's like an experience in itself. And Ms. Halter, like...
Yeah.
It's one of those movies you have to watch. It's kind of like Good Will Hunting. Like, you have to watch Good Will Hunting. Did you even watch it?
I watched it.
I thought it was very good.
Were we talking about it? Did you guys ever start talking about it?
What, Good Will Hunting?
Yeah.
No, because you never watched it. I couldn't get him to watch it. He still hasn't done it.
Well,
Ms. Halter's some zeros.
I watched it, and it was a pretty good movie.
It wasn't.
I'm like kind of mad that I've never seen it before.
Is it not crazy that it was written by like college students, like Ben Affleck and what's his face wrote it? Matt Damon.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I have no idea what's
written. They wrote the story.
I mean, a lot of people tend to.
I've not seen Good Will Hunting.
Dude, that is. That is an instant classic.
Yeah.
It's kind of long in it too. It's like 2.5 hours.
Movie long.
Yeah. I thought it was like a little bit extra.
Lord of the Rings long.
I can't watch that.
Why not?
Because I just don't like. I'm not like huge on like sci-fi.
That's on sci-fi.
I like sci-fi. Kind of
it's cool. It's fantasy.
It's like fantasy and sci-fi. Basically.
No, it's fantasy.
It's fantasy and sci-fi.
It's fantasy. Sci-fi implies in technology, and those implied to have been written in like a time when there was no.
Does not make him wrong.
I mean. I guess, honestly, I've never really given it, like, a chance, you know?
But, like, why not?
I don't know. I don't know if there's a reason. I just never, like, watched it. And automatically assumed I wouldn't like it. Because I didn't like Harry Potter. And it's kind of the same thing to me.
Harry Potter? You don't like Harry Potter?
No.
Oh. No.
I feel like everybody's just talking about, like, Harry Potter. I read one of the books.
Because it's good.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Azkaban, yeah. That's the third book.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways.
You skipped two whole other books.
That's honestly my like favorite series. Like
why?
Because it's just so like
even if you think it's good, like I don't think that's one of the favorite series. But anyway, explain that.
It's like I don't know, I just like how it goes on and on and on. Like I could honestly sit and watch them all day. I don't know why I like it.
Do
so
any of
much.
You follow just... J.K. Rowling's Twitter?
No.
Okay, so if you don't know this, she'll randomly like drop like different like bits of lore and like she'll keep expanding the universe in like a bunch of different ways, but like she'll do these in like a very like unnecessary matter. So like one example and probably the funniest in my opinion at least is that she tweeted out one day that before plumbing was invented, the wizards, they would just poop wherever they wanted and then they would magic the poop away. So they would they didn't have bathrooms or anything. They would just be walking around and they would be like, oh, I have to poop. They would poop and then they would just cast it away.
It's being barked.
Yeah, that was like,
she wrote that?
Yeah, she wrote that. That's for like a bit
of a thing. Next time she's going to write like a dimension where it goes.
Didn't she write like Fantastic Beasts?
She wrote, yeah.
And
she
then
wrote,
the, what is it, a prequel
screenplay.
To that?
She wrote the screenplay for Fantastic Beasts and she also wrote the screenplay for what's the second movie?
The next, okay, yeah.
Yeah, whatever that
I'm
one was.
I'm excited to see
that also
one.
Wasn't good, but...
Really? I liked Fantastic Beasts. I thought it was pretty good.
Fantastic Beasts was fine. I think the sequel, which the name keeps escaping me, wasn't as good.
Well, that's a letdown. But, yeah, I still, yeah. I don't know why I like Harry Potter so much, but I don't know. I guess...
Because
I go to Universal a lot, and so that's definitely a big part of it. Like, you feel like you're really there in a part of the movie, and it's really cool. You
that
get experience
ride is really
all the
fun
different
as
things.
Well.
Yeah.
I think it was being made last time I went. I really feel like it's not being made last time I went.
How long ago did you go?
I was probably like 10.
Okay, yeah, then probably. Yeah, okay.
Like, I think it was under construction while I was there. Yeah. But,
anyways.
Yeah. So what about do you have any movies, like classic movies you like watching?
Movie?
Like a movie you could watch over and over again.
The SpongeBob movie.
The new one that just came out?
No, the original.
No, the original.
Okay, so
wait, the new one.
Nobody cares about the new one.
That's why I was like trying to. I was like, wait, like. You talking about the one with the what is his name? The King Neptune?
King Triton or Neptune? Yeah. I don't think it's Neptune. Neptune is the one that had the spatula on the show. That he would like, yeah.
Is it King Triton? I honestly don't. I haven't watched
it. It's like both.
Years.
I thought he would be.
No, because Neptune is the one that, like.
Which one? He's had the wig.
That's the wig. That was, yeah, that's. Oh,
that's
no,
what
that's
we're trying to figure out, yeah.
I think his name is Triton.
We have phones.
Neptune is the one that's on the show. Neptune is the one that's on the show, and he's
aren't
got
the
like
same
the flowing
I thought it was
hair.
The same person.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's
no,
I really feel like
I'm pretty
it's
sure
the
same
it's not the same person. I am a SpongeBob super fan.
Why do you know his name?
Okay, yeah, you know you got, you got me there. No, but I know they're two different people because Neptune is the one that's on the show that like.
What do you mean you don't have any internet? Connect to it.
Okay.
Triton is the one that had the wig, and Neptune is the one on the show.
Well, what do you like about the movie?
What's not to like?
What's not to like? All right, well, then give us some things that's not to not like.
Nothing. That's why I can watch it over and over, and that's why it's a classic.
Dude, I need some substance.
I can't. No,
I can tell
bro.
You the best part.
Yeah.
All right, tell us
the best part. Okay, so we need to put a spotlight on my man's Mr. Krabs because he's the best.
But like, why?
Why?
Because he taught me at 4 years old how to budget. He's always making his bag. He knows how to coupon. He knows how to bargain. He needs to have his spinoff.
He's doing things.
Yeah.
He should have a spinoff.
Things that school doesn't. Out of budget.
What? Do you not have a site?
Bro, what do I look up?
Oh my.
I mean, if you can find it,
SpongeBob
like,
movie.
Look it up, bro, but I don't know what to look up.
King, or look up SpongeBob King, King Neptune. Or King
I can't
Triton.
Even. I'm trying to honestly right now. I'm trying to think of a series.
I told you, he's not the one.
I thought
the
we were talking about
that's King
movie.
Yeah,
Neptune.
I know, but like,
King, look up King
she
Triton.
Was talking about
Harry Potter.
Potter.
Oh,
wait. They're the same person.
Wait.
What is a series?
They're sabotaging us. Click on.
Honestly,
I don't know.
I don't even think it was a series.
King Neptune.
Okay, see, I told you that one's King Neptune. That one's King Triton.
Maybe Shrek.
Wait,
ew,
he says he's
I love
Neptune.
Watching Shrek.
I think one's from an older version. See, I think those are from the older versions. And then once they started getting.
Oh, they're going to have to red count them.
That is like disrespectful. Like
it's his brother.
Two King Neptunes.
That's not right.
So what we got going on?
They're the same person. One's from like the older versions.
Yeah.
One's from the older versions.
That's the one thing I don't like about SpongeBob. They don't have
maybe it was his dad.
They don't have like any
continuity. Like, took over.
Continuity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is annoying. It's like any show,
like
it's, cartoony.
It's part of the gag, but sometimes it makes me mad. But no, they've been having some continuity because I've been watching some of the new episodes this season, and they had Bubble Friend or whatever. What was it?
Dude, you mean the
Bubble Buddy.
Bubble Buddy, yeah. He like went to his town and was like, what's up, Bubble Buddy?
What's up, Bubble Buddy?
They're trying to bring back that nostalgia. That
Oh, no, because they had.
I don't blame them, though. Like, that's what's up.
They had Doodle Bob on there this season, too.
They had Doodle Bob on there?
It was not
really
good.
And
whatever it is. What is it?
It's not the same.
No, it's not the same. I couldn't even watch it when I was looking. All I was
but some of the new episodes have actually been pretty good. It's getting better.
I hope. All right.
But I don't know if it's going to continue to get better. Because the creator had came back and it was getting good. And then he sadly passed away.
Yeah, he died.
So I don't know like if the people that are going to be doing it now are going to like keep the same.
Well, you got Tom Kenny. You're good.
Well, maybe they to be honest, SpongeBob isn't even the best character on the show.
No.
Karen.
Flying Dutchman.
I love my girl Karen.
Flying Karen.
the Flying Dutchman. Best
Karen.
Karen's a brat and I love it.
I really like
Karen.
Karen.
Gary.
Karen. Gary.
Another one of my favorite movies.
The little
snail.
Is.
Yeah. He's just chilling.
The Notebook.
The Notebook.
The Notebook was
I
like.
I haven't seen The Notebook.
I don't like The Notebook
that
much.
I mean, it's very cliche for a
why do you like The Notebook?
Because I don't know. It's just so. I don't know. I feel like it's a realistic story in a way.
Yeah.
It's like.
No, it really is.
I don't think any dudes these days. Well, like, yeah, probably.
For that,
but the way that it ends when they die together just like crushed my heart. And
nowadays, no dude would make that much effort.
They better because that's how this works. So.
I know. I'm just. I was.
It's 10 times better than La La Land, which had Buck in a minute again.
Yeah.
That movie was not good.
But it's just. I don't know, I just like the part where they, like, you know, it wasn't the right time when they first met, and then, like she almost got married and then they came back together and it's just like he really won her heart. Like, okay, let me cry.
No, she was married. Was she not married? She was married.
She was engaged.
I thought they were married. I guess that's probably another reason. I always thought that they were married and she just like straight up just cheated on him.
No.
And I was like, okay, well, let's just ignore the fact that happened.
And then the fact that like he built her dream home from scratch. What? That, okay, yeah, that's it. He wins. Yeah. Like, that's so cute.
Too bad it's a movie character.
Right? Is it a long movie?
Yeah,
it's
feels long.
It's probably like 2.5 hours.
I used to think my favorite movie was The Patriot. Did you ever see that?
No. See what?
The Patriot.
Who's
the,
in it?
Mel Gibson.
That sounds familiar.
No.
That was a terrible movie. Like, you ever have a favorite movie and then look back and you're like, wow.
Sharknado.
Yeah.
I love Sharknado. I've seen all the Sharknados except for the new one. I need to watch it.
Oh, I watched Happy Death Day last night.
The second one?
The first one.
Oh, the first one. Okay.
And it was a good movie, honestly. Like, I like how there was more of a story than just like the dumb girl who like dies in a horror movie. You know? I liked how there was just like a real story. And there was the one part, I'm like terrible for laughing at this, but when she said what to her friend, and then she like did the sign language and spoke under her breath, like, I lost it.
It was like,
awful, I don't know what you're
but it was
about,
so funny.
Like, I heard that the second one expands on the lore rather than like really focusing on the killer, or like now they're trying to figure out, oh, what's causing like the time loop, and like why is all this garbage happening, mm-hmm. and like the killer's supposed to take like a backseat in the whole story.
Well, in the first one, she didn't know that she was in the time loop, but in the second one, like in all the commercials, she's like, not this again, and I'm like,
how does she figure out?
Why didn't she know it in the first one, but she knows it in this one?
In the first one, she knew.
She knew that she was in the time.
No, she did know.
Not at the beginning. Because
she would wake up.
At the beginning.
She would wake up, realize like, oh God, why is she?
Well, that's like at the very end. I love the end scene where she woke up in the dorm room and the guy played the music from her phone, and then like scared her half to death. And I thought that was really funny because she really thought she was about to go back through it after she solved. Like, who her murderer was and everything.
They keep playing, like, Candy Shop in all the commercials. Is that her ringtone in the movie?
My mom.
Or is it a different song?
Well, I think it might be a different song.
Because if it's not Candy Shop, that's stupid. That's not good. That's not good marketing.
Is there, me and Andrew were talking a minute ago. Is there, like, a series that you could just watch? Like, you said
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. I said the only series I could watch is Shrek. Like, I'm sit down and watch. I don't
like Shrek that much, honestly.
I love Shrek.
I like the second one.
Like
yeah,
every
second
one.
Good.
The one with Rumpelstiltskin actually scared
that
me.
That one's the least favorite.
It's the worst one. Favorite. I'll give it to you. It's the worst one, but I used to think Rumpelstiltskin was scary. Like the thought of somebody being able to just like snap your life into something and you sign a contract, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like,
Oh, God. I could watch Twilight over and over.
It always gives me a good laugh.
A movie series that I could just like binge watch.
Yeah, honestly.
Maybe like The Hunger Games.
No. Or Divergent.
Oh,
I don't like those movies.
Divergent movies were definitely
Divergent was so bad that they didn't even make a last one.
Yeah, they did.
They made the second one though, didn't they?
Yeah, they made.
They made three.
They made the third one.
They made three?
Yeah, they made three.
Oh my God, I doubt they didn't make it that far.
And then they didn't make it the last one.
Those books are bad too.
Wait, Divergent, Insurgent, and Allegiant.
Okay.
No, there's a fourth one.
On that topic, actually, have you ever seen the Maze Runner series?
Or, well, isn't it
I saw I'll Accept
prequel?
This last one.
I've seen every
good.
Single one of them.
Yeah.
They're
I'll
actually
the
pretty
one.
Good. The last one was
yeah, I haven't seen the last
really
one.
Because the last
good.
One took like two or three years more
this,
to come
this
out.
This last one is really
the
good.
The first one was fine, and then everything
the
after
was,
that was better.
They only made...
the first
you didn't
one
see, did you see the third one?
I didn't even bother seeing the third one. I know it's bad, though.
I'm telling you, I thought it was better.
The second one was okay.
The first one was pretty cool.
I'm not saying they're like any. Yeah. They're not like instinct. They're
it
not
scared
like
me, honestly.
Anything, like,
oh, yeah.
Like,
it was,
when
it was
I when
for
it
sure
first came out and I saw it, I was scared. Like, imagine going into a maze and, like, this thing coming after you. There's basically no way out.
I don't understand. What I didn't understand about the movie was, and I'm sure there's some kind of, like, what is it like a...
No, the book has plot holes, too, but continue on with what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely, because I never understand how they control the climate. Like, how would they control the climate?
They're not going to go into that science
yeah,
jargon.
Yeah, I mean, I understand, but it made me so angry when it's, like, a desert surrounding them, and it's not hot at all in there.
It's the future. That's the answer.
I know, but...
Did they ever say why they had put
Oh, wait, are
the
you
maze?
Talking about when they get out of the maze?
No, when they're still in it.
Oh, when they're
in it. Did they say why...
In the maze, it's like this made out as this like oasis, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then at nighttime it turns into this scary place. But like during the daytime, if they're surrounded by a desert, I mean, I'm guessing what they say is, like, at some kind of, like, eco zone over, you know, so they can control the desert.
It's like a giant ball.
Or control the
basically, dome. Like, the Hunger Games.
Yeah, really, that's what it's exactly like. But
Stephen
I mean,
King did it first.
Yes.
I haven't watched it in so long. Did they say why they put them in the maze again? Like, to test their strength or something?
Oh, God,
like
no.
That?
It wasn't to test their strength. It was like,
oh, God. To keep them...
They didn't really explain this all too well either, but if I remember correctly, it was because... Alive. Yeah, they needed to keep them alive because they were, like, potentially...
Or, like, gifted or something?
Yeah. No, it wasn't that. It was, they would, like, save humanity. I know, like, some of them were infected with that virus.
Right. Yeah, I don't
remember why they put them in there, though. They may have not explained it all that well.
Yeah.
It's been years. I don't know.
It has been a long time since I watched the original one. The original one kind of scared me. Because when they're running through, like, the mazes and they're about to shut on them, like...
Yeah. Yeah, I was sweating. That's...
One of my biggest fears of all time is getting crushed by something.
I mean, that's like when people...
Ever
like,
since when I was little and I would, like, take garbage, like, to, like, little thing and, like, hit the button, you know? And it would, like, smush the garbage. Yeah. I was like... Oh my God, what if I was in there? That would be like the worst pain ever.
That's like going underwater. Like whenever I watch movies like that, like when something's about to be crushed or like or like people going underwater, I will like hold my breath like unintentionally and I'm like, I need to breathe.
No, that's breaking bones for me. I hate that.
Yeah, I can't. I don't. Water doesn't bother me. But.
Oh.
No, but. So, Zoo, you got any like series you like to watch though? Because you didn't.
I don't watch a lot of series. Yeah. Probably just like The Hunger Games, and I haven't watched one of them in a hot minute. So.
If I'm about to watch a series, it's gonna be a TV show. Like a series. I'm not about to watch a movie series.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like Twilight, and it's
Toy Story.
It's like
that
counts.
Toy Story.
That's
Toy Story. I can watch all of them.
Yeah, I can watch all those Toy Stories.
But excited for the fourth.
The third one is the best.
Absolutely.
The third one is the best.
It's coming out right before summer comes out, right?
What? Is it?
Yeah, it is. It's coming out right before summer starts. Yeah, this year too. Like, so 2019.
We're literally going to be like 18 going in there.
Yeah.
And all these kids are going to be going, I'm like, move.
I'm going straight.
I don't know, there's going to be quite a few adults.
What about like Incredibles?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's going to be more adults than kids probably.
Yeah. Because all them kids, they were
yeah, they're grown
now.
It's
before their time.
We weren't even alive when the first
that's
two
how
came
it is
out.
With that's how it is with Cars. With for me, it's like
that's
I was tired.
They need to just start putting Cars on Netflix because the new ones
are like planes.
Well, I think
why make a thing with the same storyline but with a plane?
I kind of
like ruined it.
That if I wouldn't have watched like if I wouldn't have like liked the first Cars so much, I probably wouldn't actually like the new ones because they're so like.
Bad.
It's just so like I think I could write the story to it.
A child could write the story to
it. I mean that's what literally
I don't understand why they're making another Frozen just to get money.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. I mean it's like a cash grab.
Literally the first one got so overhyped and it was garbage.
It ended perfectly though. Like I feel like they wrapped up the story good. I don't understand why they need to
extend it. I didn't think it was a bad movie until literally every channel on the entire TV started playing and every channel you were going through like on the radio had it on. It was like Let It Go.
They paid too much for advertising, honestly.
They had the money to lose. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
with how much that movie generated?
Yeah,
that
movie generated a lot of money.
There's a little girl that I babysit. Every time she comes over, she wants to watch Frozen. So annoying.
That's cute.
I want to sit there and watch Frozen.
Tangled was better.
Tangled was good.
Yeah, it was Tangled really was good. Good.
Everybody forgot about Brave.
Yeah, Brave was good. I like Brave.
Actually,
what's wrong with
Brave?
Brave
is okay.
Yeah, I like Brave. The little three little boys just ran around.
Like, I'm like everybody.
I honestly like the How to Train Your Dragon movies.
Those are good.
Those keep me entertained.
Everybody was like,
the third one's coming out too.
Yeah,
I thought they started. I didn't like the segment.
Everybody was talking about Frozen, and they were like, "Oh, Elsa, she doesn't need a
I'm
man."
I'm excited
blah, blah,
for
blah.
The third one.
And I'm like, Merida did that first, but okay, whatever.
I'm so excited for the third How to Train Your Dragon because
I haven't seen any of them.
It's like
I read one of the books.
The like cutie little dragon gets his like little girlfriend. It's so cute.
They make the dragons like dogs.
Yeah, they really do. Yeah,
or right. I was thinking cats.
No, yeah. This was my cats.
I think like ninja cats.
Ninja cats.
Ninja cats. Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
Well, we've killed a bunch of time.
So, hey, dude. Yeah,
we have to kill a lot of time today. Let's see, like 20 minutes of your time. So, there you go. 40 more minutes and you have a whole hour. So, all right, well, we're the Time Killers. We're helping you kill time. This is the 5th episode. Come back for the 6th. Goodbye.